Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Sam.
All right, Sam, I have a question for you.
Yes.
How do you celebrate birthdays in your family?
Okay, in my family, normally we don't celebrate birthday.
Oh,
but okay. We do eat something. It's called 猪脚面线.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a noodle, like very thin noodle.
Okay.
With pork knuckles.
Oh, so it's like, yeah, a special birthday meal.
Yeah, it's like a meal we eat on birthday.
So. Okay, that's great. That's a good,
yeah,
tradition.
And how about you?
In my family, we usually go out for dinner.
Yeah.
Maybe have a nice birthday dinner in a restaurant, or maybe we'll go to my grandmother's house.
Ah,
she'll make a meal.
Nice.
But we usually have some gifts.
Yes.
And there's one other thing that we have, and it's a cake.
It's a cake,
right.
Yes.
So there's always a cake in a birthday tradition in my family, and that's one of the biggest ones, and that's very common in a lot of Western,
yes,
families.
Yes, yes, also in Taiwan.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Good. So today we're going to talk about cakes and see kind of what different cakes look like these days, and they sort of go to the extreme.
Go to the extreme with the cakes?
Yeah, so they're not just like a normal little cake like this.
Okay.
These cakes are pretty cool. Let's get started and find out more about them now.
Reading.
Extreme Cake Makers. The world of cake making has changed a lot over the years.Today, simple cakes aren't popular anymore. To be a hit, a cake has to taste delicious and look amazing too. So it can be hard to satisfy people's sweet tooth. On TLC's Extreme Cake Makers, you'll see how the world's top dessert makers stay on the cutting edge of cake. Nastasha is known for her creative cakes.She receives her dream assignment when she's asked to design a cake for her favorite singer's birthday party. The only requirement is that the color must be purple, as it's the singer's favorite color. Nastasha makes a tropical cake with mango and passion fruit flavors. She adds a 3D feather ribbon to give it a special twist. The ribbon wraps around the whole cake.What's more, you can eat it. When Nastasha brings it to the party, the singer loves it. Nastasha is happy to see her hero become a big fan of her cakes.
So, today's article about cakes starts out by saying, the world of cake making has changed a lot over the years. I remember when I was young, a cake was maybe just had some pink frosting.
Yeah, quite simple.
Yeah, it was quite simple. I wonder how it's changed.
Yeah, okay, so the article continues by saying, today, simple cakes aren't popular anymore.
Huh.
Okay.
Okay, well, I still like simple cakes,
yeah,
I guess. I don't know. Maybe it's not popular with some people. Maybe this is a thing in the US where,
yeah,
they're not popular.
Like a trendy thing, maybe.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's find out why. The article says, to be a hit, a cake has to taste delicious and look amazing too. Okay, now we started this sentence with the words to be, which is an infinitive. Now, when you start a sentence this way, you need to follow the pattern to plus verb, comma, subject plus verb. So our article said to be, that's our verb, a hit, a cake, that's our subject, has, and then that's our verb. Now, here's another example.To go to this event, you need to buy tickets before you get there.
Okay, 所以我们在这段课文的开头呢，我们看到 to be, 这个 to 呢是 in order to, 它是呢有目的性的要做什么事情。那呢我们就在不定词 to 后面呢加上原形动词，我们呢就翻译为为了做什么事情。那它的句型呢就是 to 加上原形动词逗号后面呢再加上一个完整的子句。例如我们的课文呢 to be a hit, 要更受欢迎 ,these days the cake has to be something something. something. 现在的这些蛋糕呢，不止好吃，还要漂亮这样子。OK, 那我们这边看到的这个单字 delicious, D-E-L-I-C-I-O-U-S, delicious, 这个形容词呢，就是形容很好吃的。你呢，也可以换成另外一个字 tasty, 一样的是表示这个东西尝起来很美味。我们看一下例句咯。The cookies are so delicious, I can't stop eating them. The cookies are so delicious, I can't stop eating them.
Okay, so if a cake isn't delicious and it doesn't look really cool, then it, I guess people just don't like it. I think I still like it. All right, but here's what the article says next. So, it can be hard to satisfy people's sweet tooth. Now, we saw the word satisfy here. Satisfy is a verb and it's spelled S-A-T-I-S-F-Y, satisfy.When you satisfy someone, you provide them with what they need and want so they're happy. Now, the adjective form is satisfied. Someone who is satisfied is happy with what they have. Here's an example of the verb satisfy. I'm not sure a salad is going to satisfy my hunger.I might get some French fries instead.
Exactly.、Mm-hmm. Okay, 所以呢，我们看到 satisfy 这个动词呢，它就翻译为使什么人满足、哦。例如呢，我们说例句呢 ，satisfy my hunger， 满足我的饥饿、哦。那更常看到的是形容词形式，例如你可以说 satisfying， okay， the burger is satisfying， okay，、mm-hmm. 这个汉堡呢很使人满足。或者是呢，像刚刚 Aaron 说到的 satisfied， I'm satisfied with the result、mm-hmm.。Okay， 我对于这个结果呢非常满意。那这边呢我们看到这个片语有 sweet tooth， OK， 很甜的牙齿哦，就表示呢你很爱吃甜食的这些人、
mm-hmm. Do you have a sweet tooth, Sam?
Yes.
So do I. I really like pie.
Yes. 、
Okay, so let's find out what's going to happen on today's TV show that we're talking about. Here the article says, on TLC's Extreme Cake Makers,、ooh, you'll see how the world's top dessert makers stay on the cutting edge of cake.、Whew, there's a lot to talk about in that sentence. Now, we saw the name of TLC's show is Extreme Cake Makers. Now, the word extreme is an adjective, and it's spelled E-X-T-R-E-M-E, extreme.We use the word extreme to show that something is very great in degree. For example, if the temperature outside is 30 degrees Celsius, we can say that it's hot. However, if the temperature is 40 degrees Celsius, we can say that the heat outside is extreme. It's very great in degrees. Here's another example.Please handle these jewels with extreme care. They are worth a lot of money.
Okay, 所以呢，我们看到这个形容词哦 ，extreme， extreme 呢就是形容很极限的、很极端的、哦。比方说呢，刚刚说30度 C 很热，但是呢40度 C， 哎呦 ，extreme 就是呢热到不行，热到爆炸了。那呢，我们这边也看到这个片语哦。Cutting edge，、剪这个边边角角是什么意思呢 ？Let's take a look in our shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
That computer looks new and different.
Yeah, it's a new design. It has a lot of functions. It's at the cutting edge of technology.
Be careful with it then. You don't want to hurt your hands.
That's not quite what I meant.
If something is at or on the cutting edge, it's the latest or most advanced kind of that thing.
I understand. The cutting edge means 时代尖端.
That's right. This thing is so cutting edge that it's smarter than I am.
That's not hard.
Why, you little... Don't play with it. Oh, no!
Okay, welcome back.、Mm-hmm. 所以呢，我们看到 the cutting edge 这个呢片语呢，它就表示形容呢这个事情是在时代尖端哦，非常引领潮流的事情，就可以用这个片语来形容喽。
Okay, well, let's find out about one of the people on this extreme cake maker show. Now, here, the sentence says, Nastasia is known for her creative cakes. Mm. Now, we see that the spelling there is a little bit different. That's kind of a hard word to say or a hard name to say. So we're just going to say Natasha, which is the English form of this word. Now, we saw the phrase be known for to say that someone is well known for a talent or skill that they have. You don't have to be a famous person to be known for something, though. You can be known for something, too. Here's an example of that. Sonia is known for the funny jokes she tells. She always makes her classmates laugh.
Okay. 所以呢 be known, 被知道 for 后面呢就是因为什么原因被知道了。所以呢你也可以讲说 famous, 例如呢 be famous for something,、mm-hmm. 因为什么事情而有名因为什么事情而知道。例如呢我们刚刚前面举例说呢这个人呢他因为他很会讲这个很好笑的笑话 She is known for her funny jokes.、Mm-hmm. 他呢因为他很好笑的笑话而被大家知道而有名。Okay, let's go back to the article. The article continues by saying she receives her
dream
assignment、mm-hmm. when she's asked to design a cake for her favorite singer's birthday party.
Ooh.
Okay, 我们呢马上看到 assignment 这个名词 assignment 这个字呢先看到它的动词 assign 呢就表示指派、哦、指派谁做什么事情的 assign 那这边呢 assignment 只是它的名词、哦、它的中文呢就可以被翻译为比方说你被分派到了任务你呢应该要做的工作例如呢我们刚刚前面讲说呢他接到了这个 assignment 接到了这个工作呢为他最喜欢的歌手来设计这个生日蛋糕所以呢我们可以说 she gladly accepted the assignment. 她呢很高兴地接下了这个任务。
Now I think she's going to like this. It's for her favorite、
yes.
singer. Okay, now there's something we have to know about the cake she's going to make. The article says the only requirement is that the color must be purple,、
mm.
as it's the singer's favorite color. Okay, so Natasha has one requirement for making this cake.Requirement is spelled R-E-Q-U-I-R-E-M-E-N-T, requirement. Requirement is a noun, and it's something that someone needs or asks for. You can say you meet a requirement, and that means you provide what is needed or asked for. Here, the singer has asked that the cake be purple, so Natasha will meet that requirement by making a purple cake.Here's an example of requirement. Anyone can join this club. The only requirement is that you pay 2,500 NT every year.
OK, 所以呢我们看到 require, 先看一下 require 这个动词 require 表示需要的意思。所以呢在这边我们是名词的形式哦 requirement, 它呢就表示需求或是要求哦。例如呢我们刚刚在前面的例句呢就讲到说呢 anyone can join the club, 大家呢都可以参加这个俱乐部哦。唯一的 requirement, 就是呢唯一的需求唯一的要求呢就是你每一年要付2500块的这个会费。OK, so the article continues by saying the term,Natasha makes a tropical cake with mango and passion fruit flavors.
Oh, I wonder if she's making that for me.
Oh, I like tropical fruits. 、
mm-hmm.
Okay, 我们看到 tropical 这个形容词呢 tropical, T-R-O-P-I-C-A-L, tropical. Tropical 呢就是形容热带的、哦、例如呢我们刚刚讲到的 tropical fruits, 像是呢芒果啊或是 passion fruit, 就是这个、mm-hmm. 百香果都是属于 tropical fruit. 或是呢我们也可以说像是台湾呢是台湾 is a tropical island,、
mm-hmm.
台湾呢是一个热带的岛屿。那我们看一下我们的例句咯我们就可以说呢 bananas are tropical fruit.
Right. One of my favorite other tropical things,、
yes.
tropical fish.、
Oh,
they're so cool、
fish.
To look at.、
Yes.
They've got cool blue and green and red, yellow colors. They're、
yes.
just really beautiful. All right. Well, the article continues by saying she adds a 3D feather ribbon、
mm.
to give it a special twist. Okay, we saw in that sentence that Natasha gave the cake a special twist with a 3D feather ribbon. Ribbon is a noun and it's spelled R-I-B-B-O-N, ribbon. A ribbon is a long piece of cloth that can be tied around something to make it look nice. Young girls sometimes wear ribbons in their hair. Or you can tie a ribbon around a gift. Here's an example with ribbon. Yvette's love letters are tied together with a red ribbon.
OK, 所以呢在刚刚的课文呢我们看到了一些单字、哦、首先呢 feather 就是羽毛的意思 ribbon 呢就是短带的意思那这边呢我们看到一个特殊的用法它说 a special twist 它呢给这个蛋糕一个 special twist twist 这个字呢是扭曲的意思、哦、扭曲什么东西但是呢在这边我们讲说如果说要给这个蛋糕 a special twist 它呢就表示一个转折一个特殊的一个画龙点睛的意思、哦、那我们在形容剧情或是电影的时候可能就表示说诶这个剧情里面忽然有一个转折了我们也可以用 twist 这个字所以呢我们的 article 呢继续讲 the ribbon wraps around the whole cake OK 我们看到了 wrap around 这个动词片语了 wrap around 就是缠绕的意思咯那呢它的这个句型呢就是呢物件 A wrap around 物件 B OK 我们要强调的是物件 A 跟物件 B 这两个东西哦，就是呢 A 缠绕到了 B 上面我们呢看一下例句咯 OK She wrapped a scarf around her neck OK 她呢把这个 scarf 就是我们的物件 A wrap around her neck 就是物件 B 哦，把 A 缠绕到 B 上面 wrap something around B OK
All right, so another example, if we're going to use wrap around, like、mm-hmm. it was in the article,、
yes.
could be the, look at the scarf wrapped around her neck. It's、oh, beautiful.
Yes.
、mm. Okay, so we saw that she made a 3D feather ribbon, and then it's wrapped around this cake. Here's another good part about、okay. this ribbon, is that the article says, what's more,You can eat it.
Oh my god,、mm-hmm. it's a feather ribbon and、right. you can eat it.
That's right, because they made it with a 3D printer. Now, I don't know much about 3D printing, but what I do know is when you 3D print something, you can do it with food.、
Oh.
And that means you can eat the food. You can make it with the printer and then you can cook it and you can eat it.
Oh, that's、mm-hmm. amazing.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 所以呢在这边句子呢我们说而且呢怎么样这个缎带呢你还可以吃它哦。那我们这边用到了这个用法呢 what's more 就是而且并且的意思。那你可以使用其他字来替换了比方说 moreover, 或者是呢 furthermore, 都是一样的意思。那注意到呢这些片语呢或是这些字呢它们不是连接词哦。所以呢注意到我们不能够用来连接句子。前后呢必须都是独立的句子 OK 所以呢我们的这个文章呢继续讲啊 When Natasha brings it to the party The singer loves it、
mm, Yum, of course she does It's purple and it's got mango and passion fruit inside、Ugh. Yum Alright, the article ends by saying Natasha is happy to see her hero Become a big fan of her cakesMaybe the singer has a new cake hero.
Oh,
all right. Well, that's all the time we've got to talk about extreme cake makers today. But we're going to finish up today with a For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, welcome back to For You Chat. We've got a food question today.
Yes.
Hope you're not feeling hungry like I am. All right, the question is, what is your favorite type of cake?
Okay, so、mm. I go first. For、mm-hmm. me, I like the flavor. First, I got to have chocolate.
Okay.
And blueberry.
Ooh.
And also maybe some frosting.
Uh-huh. Always、okay. the frosting.
Yes, yes.、Yeah. That's something I like. Also,、mm-hmm. I like the cakes with ice cream.
Oh, you just stole my answer.
Yeah?、
Mm-hmm.
So how about you, besides ice cream?
I love ice cream cakes.
Yes.
So in Canada, we have a place called Dairy Queen. And I think、mm-hmm. there's some Dairy Queens in Taipei.
Yes.
But they make an ice cream cake. And they have ice cream on the bottom.And then in the middle is chocolate cookies.
Oh.
And then there's cake on the top and frosting. And it's not very good for your health, but it's very, very, very delicious.
Yeah, sounds and, super delicious.、Mm-hmm,
and my favorite kind of ice cream cake、yes. is chocolate ice cream cake.
I also、yep. want the chocolate、mm-hmm. ice cream cake.
No, like yeah, I want that too.
Drink combination.
All right, what about you guys?Everybody loves cake. You have a favorite type of cake, and if you don't, your friend does. So talk about this question with your friends and your classmates. But for today, that's all the time we have for. And that's English for you. I'm Erin.
And I'm Sam.
Bye-bye.
Extreme Cake Makers. The world of cake making has changed a lot over the years. Today, simple cakes aren't popular anymore. To be a hit, a cake has to taste delicious and look amazing too. So it can be hard to satisfy people's sweet tooth. On TLC's Extreme Cake Makers, you'll see how the world's top dessert makers stay on the cutting edge of cake. Nastasha is known for her creative cakes. She receives her dream assignment when she's asked to design a cake for her favorite singer's birthday party. The only requirement is that the color must be purple, as it's the singer's favorite color. Nastasha makes a tropical cake with mango and passion fruit flavors. She adds a 3D feather ribbon to give it a special twist. The ribbon wraps around the whole cake. What's more, you can eat it. When Nastasha brings it to the party, the singer loves it. Nastasha is happy to see her hero become a big fan of her cakes.
Vocabulary Review.
Delicious. This meal is delicious. Did you cook it yourself? Satisfy. I hope our project satisfies the teacher. I want to get a good grade. Extreme. Morgan wasn't prepared for the extreme cold when he visited Canada in winter. Requirement. One requirement for getting this job is the ability to speak a second language. Tropical. Stefan stared at the tropical fish as they swam around in the huge aquarium. Ribbon. Vernon wrapped his daughter's gift in a pink ribbon before giving it to her.